current tax system, the budget is balanced by income taxes and VAT. Failure to collect land rents, instead, amounts to a subsidy of land prices. South African urban plots have therefore risen to a remarkable average 485,000 rand. That is 14 times their 1994 prices, while CPI rose only 4 times. Farmland is now being purchased by the state at a remarkable 60,000 rand per hectare. Because land rents are 0.5% of prices and are essentially unearned, relying mostly on nature and infrastructure, land rents are the obvious default tax. Moreover, the earth does not get smaller. If instead of collecting income tax and VAT, the state were to capture land rents, then a vacant, unused hectare of arable land would cost 300 rand per month, not 60,000 rand. This conforms to section 25.5 of the Constitution, which says, "The state must take reasonable legislative and other measures to foster conditions which enable citizens to gain access to land on an equitable basis." The current system, therefore, is unconstitutional in that only the well-off can afford land and often do not use it. Land rents, however, make land affordable for all at a monthly fee and encourage land development. Furthermore, it is absurd that a tax system should prompt toxic mortgages, regularly destroying millions of jobs and mountains of wealth simply because bankers bet on land values. Land then has no capital cost and so is of no more speculative interest than bricks and mortar, fridges or cars. All these man-made things depreciate over time. Currently, when we tax incomes and consumption, that is VAT, we raise the cost of property, capital, employment and trade. The alternative land rents are a user charge, like site value rating, and lower all these costs. It is senseless that income taxes mean that those who work 12 hours a day pay more to the state than their 8-hour neighbors. With land rents, you pay a monthly rental for your houses and workplaces. Should your profits increase, land rents remain unaffected. In contrast to income taxes and VAT, land rents are determined by the benefits of nature, infrastructure, and services, not on productivity. The state has no more business stealing from their own people through income taxes and VAT than they do shooting them. Vacant arable or rundown lands currently amount to some 10% of the area of South Africa, but generate no revenue through income tax or VAT. Many South Africans simply advance money to the state as taxes and then sit back and wait for land prices to rise in recompense. Land rents ensure that owners develop in order to pay the rent. There is no capital appreciation. With farmland valued at 60,000 rand per hectare, income taxes, high labour costs and VAT have resulted in mechanisation. This has reduced formal agricultural jobs to 600,000. It also produces 13 times more carbon than small farmers use to produce the same yields. Because land rents reduce land costs to a monthly rent, eliminating income tax and VAT, this lowers the cost of labour and capital. It creates an environment ripe for job creation. It can be argued that under a land rent regime, the entire 5 million unemployed could be producing organic food for all of South Africa on 1,200 square metre plots. Land rents allow South Africans access to enjoy dignity, freedom, housing, and lastly, a choice not to be employed by others.